I swear I've run late for everything my whole life. And once again, I am running late to a production this morning. I mean, I've learned to build in time for myself, but I don't matter. Still late. Here I am, eating in the car, rushing over. No matter how much time I give myself. I'm exaggerating by a little bit. I can make it to things on time. I just push too much together, I think. I don't know. I try to do too much at one time. I'm headed out to a production this morning. And I've been loading footage all night and getting batteries charged and prepping equipment. Not unusual, although I did have to spend an extra amount of time figuring out how to load red footage, which really isn't that complicated, but unless you know how it works and see that it has worked, you just don't know, and I can't just leave it. I've got to format this card, so I needed to make sure that it was absolutely there off of the drive onto a portable hard drive and a backup. So, you know. Good morning, I guess. Big productions like this are a lot like jazz. There's like this big hustle and like impromptu motion to everything where you have to think on your feet and react based on what's going on at the time in order to get things done. And it's absolutely intoxicating. Right now I'm heading from Micromatic back over to our building in order to pick up this big board because last minute we didn't have somebody that could do it. And just finding solutions and realizing I'm not going to have, you know, 15 minutes of the time that I thought I was going to have for planning, all the while going, you know what? I don't need it. I can do this. We can do this. And just, you know, knowing, all right, it's playtime. It's just ready to have fun. So the plan here is that we are staging basically like a production floor meeting, just kind of standard. We've got the KPI board here. Very familiar with doing this kind of thing, very familiar with hearing this kind of thing. I'm going to have you all just kind of fake through it, act it out, act like it's really happening. And as we go, I'm going to be filming. I'm going to be maybe making some small adjustments along the way. I'll ask you to step to one side or the other, get a little closer together, just kind of listen for my cues, but keep paying attention to Alex and keep doing your thing. Make sense? So really, it's just kind of reenacting what you do on a regular basis anyways. After that point, we're going to reset. We're going to go to a couple of the empty stations in here, and we'll do like one person at a time, one-on-one with Alex. And just kind of looking through. This is all for a mission statement video that we're doing for AccuForm. You guys know the mission statement, right? And so the point is to really show that in a unique way, in a more like movie-like way, right? Cinematic. And to drive home the emotion of what it means to, you know, care about each worker and get everybody home safe every day. That's the basics of it. I mean, it really doesn't require more than what you do on a regular basis anyways, except you don't have to put anything together. Sound good?
Yep.
Everybody feel on board with that? Cool. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Finish getting set up. We'll get you when we're done. And we'll get started. I'll get you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right. Watching Finn and Jake buy armor from Choose Goose.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites. Oh, I know that one. Oh, I love that episode. He's so punny.
Mm-hmm.
Mad beats. What are we doing tonight?
Getting a shed delivered.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Mhm. Well, there's apparently some kids bash downtown. I'm sure it'll be super packed and fun and eventful. Lots going
hot
on, like
humid.
Brooksville always has.
Mm. Love it.
But I don't know. After dinner and shed delivery, I don't know if we'll get there.
Make some plans. Oh, I still need to make plans with Daniel and Darby.
Mm-hmm.
I need to talk to them. Maybe we'll go into Mountaineer and do that.
Okay.
Close at 7, though. They may not be in there. I don't know. How'd it go today?
We went swimming. Mm-hmm. House.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
Swimming is Indy's favorite. Oh no. Mm-hmm.
I thought she would fall asleep on the way home. I timed it for that and she didn't. I even did some extra loops in the neighborhood.
Mm.
She stayed awake.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. So what are our plans for the weekend?
We are going to Orlando tomorrow to Yellow Doggy. Have dinner with your sister and Johnny. And you're supposed to be filming with the Red. That's it.
Okay. I'm very grateful that I have you to keep my plans, but I need you for more plans in my life. It's so hard to keep things organized right now.
Mm-hmm.
I need a production coordinator for everything. We had a lot of snafus this morning.
A lot of what?
Snafus.
Snafus?
You know, like when you have a problem that comes up and you have to resolve the problem that comes up.
Okay.
So
I don't know that word.
We didn't know it, but apparently AccuForm wasn't getting our emails.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And that had to do with our changeover into G Suite this week.
Mm.
So we moved from Outlook to Gmail. And in the process, the AccuForm servers freaked out and couldn't read emails, basically.
So
they weren't getting anything. Yes, I personally emailed the actor and extras, so it worked out that way somehow, but our project manager had been sending emails all week and nobody was responding, and we came to find out it's because they weren't getting them, and so we didn't have, like, things that needed to be planned out to get, like, this giant, like, 10x12 board over to Micromatic from AccuForm and meeting later. Basically, she just had to, like, rush coordinate everything this morning, and I was running back and forth between the two trying to get things together, and it worked out. It all worked out. I don't know how, but it happened. It all worked out.
Filming went smoothly otherwise.
It surprisingly did. And it was so fun to do. It was just a blast. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was the excitement of something new, shooting with the Red, or if it was the style of what we were shooting and how open I left it, or if it was legitimately the fact that, you know, the image and the way, like, like read Works was just so much more interesting to work with, you know, like working with a really like good UI versus like, you know, an old nasty Windows computer or something. Like it's just more fun because it's designed well. And it looks really, really good. So it was just like, I don't know, every bit of footage you're looking at looks amazing and is fun to see because it's like you're watching the movie unfold right then and there.
Yeah.
When we got to Matt's dad's house to film the last scenes, which are like the opening scenes of the whole thing in the bedroom, they were the scenes that I built the entire plan off of. So I basically imagined these scenes first, and from that I said, this is what we're going to do, and I started planning the rest of it based on that. And they were just pitch perfect. And when Wayne was like looking at the shots, no, they were totally resolving of everything. Like, you know, any hesitation, any issues that we had this morning, any things that we had to figure out, any frustrations trying to figure out where to shoot something, all of that just melted away with this afternoon when I got in there and started shooting this, which I knew exactly what I wanted with them. And they just made everything worth it. It was like watching some really interesting movie. It was like watching The Social Network or something.
Yeah.
Like, just the way it looked, the way it felt, how it just nailed what I wanted out of it. It was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I was very excited. I can't wait to see it. And I just know this is going to mean something big. Like, this footage, what we cut out of this, is going to be big. And it's going to mean big things for us. This is a giant step. I just seeing it, I know it. I kid you not, before I would have said, like, an untrained eye wouldn't notice the difference between shooting with the Red Raven and shooting with the C-100. I don't believe that after using it. I don't believe that anymore. I never realized how big of a difference it could make when you put together the skill and the high quality, like I know what I'm doing with it, in combination with that image. It looks so cinematic.
How conversations go with my mom when I try to explain that you're going to buy Red and how much it costs. She's like, well, that's great and all, but too bad your customers, your clients don't know the difference. You know, they're not usually camera people. So it's just hard to explain, you know,
yeah.
Quality.
Yeah. And it's just not true. Like, first off, moving from 1080p into 4K is a really big deal. And
yeah, that's one thing I said.
It already helps that.
Excited about 4K.
Exactly. And it already helps that, like, we've decided to, like, enter a little softer into the Raven instead of the Epic. So that's already more than half the cost cut out. And something like a third of that is going to be paid for just by selling the C-100. So there's a lot of things already in play that make it slightly easier, and then it makes it even easier to, like, jump into the Epic after that. I guarantee you we're going to get tons of work with Cisco by shooting with this stuff because we've already got that relationship established. And then I'm serious. After shooting with it today, it's so radically different. I know everybody's going to see the difference. And, like, we weren't shooting, like, bad stuff before. We weren't chump change shooting with the C-100. It's just that much better. Like, the most mundane shots are instantly interesting. I'm just baffled. I just have such a hard time understanding and believing that. And yet, I saw it. Right there, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Cool beans.
It was so cool. But that thing eats through batteries. Holy cow.
Well, Andy's playing in her toilet.
That's good.
She doesn't really go in it. She just plays in it.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to be home soon.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, life.
Danny's my brother.
Best friend.
Brother-in-law.
Also still best friend?
A lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Danny's married to Audra's sister. And we regularly... There you go. High five. We regularly get together... just to talk, just to hang out, to vent, to drink. We've had some cigars tonight, which left Danny feeling not so good, even though this was in celebration of something pretty big that you've already announced, so we can say it.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a daughter.
Yeah. You're
third kid, so not a big deal. I mean,
it's not a big deal at all.
No. It's just a kid, right?
Yeah. So, Ashling.
Yes, you pronounced it right.
There
way
we go.
Go.
It's going to be born not too long after Astoria, my daughter. My second daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Story and Ashling. And we've done this for a while now. Actually, this dates back to before even you were dating
Marlena,
Audra's sister, where we'd get together and we'd hang out and just kind of... Again, vent and talk about what's relevant.
Or watch Power Rangers.
We watched a lot of Power Rangers. And,
Green Ranger Saga, what up?
And we... immediately, what was present was this difference between us.
A drastic difference.
We're very different people.
Well, I'm white, so...
I guess that's part of it.
To be fair, life is very Caucasian as well.
Well, I got a little bit of that in me.
Sorry to digress there.
We are different in a lot of ways, but especially when it comes to as the great novel. No. Although that is great. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy would put it. The best laid plans of mice and men. Also, mice and men. Yeah, no?
Let's not even talk about
plans. Not doing it for you? Okay, so... let's not even talk about plans.
To be fair, I'm a planner, and life is a, you know, fly by the seat of his pants, and usually changes plans on me, which is not the funnest for a dude who's like... sitting with a clipboard, structuring out his day. And he goes, yeah, I'm, you know, a week from today, it's going to be this way, and we're going to go here, and it's going to be this movie at 7:03, and we're going to go to this place here, 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 and an hour when you're planned all week, and you're at work all week, working 100 hours a week, and you're like, yeah, you know what, I can at least look forward to going to see this movie, and life goes, oh, hey, change of plans, we're just having dinner at the house tonight, and you're like, what? Not really the best scenario for a dude in that regard, but it's made me... stretched me a lot, grown me a lot, so didn't mean to cut you off in your plan there, life.
Fair enough. I don't have a plan, Danny.
Oh, I know.
And we, that's just it, right? Like, as I'm going through this podcast and working on, I don't know, figuring out what's happening, flying by the seat of my pants, I am trying to figure out what are the themes in the day? Clearly the theme for today is I'm running late this morning for work. Sorry, Brandon. Is plans.
Yeah, plans. I literally don't know where you're going with this, so I don't know what your plan is. I'm planning as many planned puns as I can possibly throw into this podcast. I'm just letting you know.
What do you think the difference is between... I don't even want to go there.
Oh my god, you can't do that. Start conversation and then stop it.
So, not looking at the difference, but I want to try to redirect this. Let me ask you, because I've noticed as we've listened to, we just sat back here, if you don't know this. We just sat through here over the last, I don't know, 2 hours, and listened through some of these and these podcasts and talked about where this is going, what's happening with it, because, like, in all transparency, it's a little bit of navel-gazing. I'm kind of trying to figure out things. I'm trying to see, like, how is this therapeutic? How is this helpful for me, helpful for others? And it interests me to hear these conversations. We were listening to Audra, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed immediately in her face was that she was talking about things with me, responding to me. I asked her questions about, like, what does this all mean for me leading up to this point and work and stuff, lots of things. Immediately in your face, I saw this thing. And it was like you were asking the same thing to your own wife. And I hope for that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you then. Like, you've known me for a while now. What do you notice in the change, right? I went from teaching to almost immediately video production. Self-taught, had nothing else to do, basically. Almost no other opportunity. And
yeah.
It wasn't on a whim per se. It was a hobby, it was an interest. But you know, here I am. Like, what do you notice in the change between then and now, and who you knew I was, like, back then, who you know I am now, for, like, what I'm doing presently?
Like, presently professionally?
Yeah, like, let's talk about this in regards to, like plans, organization, but, you know, let it ride.
Oh, man, where do you begin? I remember talking years ago about the video production thing, and you're like, yeah, I really like it, you know, it's something that I enjoy, but, like, you kind of, I don't know if you've listened to the earlier podcast, like, Audra was kind of the spearhead and all of that, and you were kind of the backseat driver, and but you enjoyed it, and you kind of helped her along, you know, you're like, oh, I want to learn about this, I want to learn about it, and you kept having this, like, kept coming back to it, like, this nature of, I really enjoy this, and there's something about it that I just can't catch. I don't understand yet. Like, I really, really like it. And I don't know where you just kind of dived into it. Like, it was, all of a sudden, it went from being a backseat hobby to you to, this is it. This is what we're doing. And not only in that, you went from, this is what we're doing, to everybody kind of looked at it like, oh, I guess they're just doing that now, whatever, to, no. This is what they do. Like, they're professionals at what they do. I wouldn't go anywhere else. Like, I keep thinking, I see videos now, and I go, oh, life could do that better. Like, I watch stuff on TV, and I go, oh, no, that's, you know, you've even made me think about it. I'm like, oh, the light's off here, or the color's not right in this instance. I'm like, dang it, he's got me thinking this way. I go see movies now, and I literally lean over to my wife and go, life and I would totally say this about this scene right here, right now. Check it out. And she would, like, watch it and go, shut up, just watch the movie. And it went from being a hobby to a profession to a legitimate passion. It's a driving force. And it's not just a driving force, but it's something that you're continually learning and you're continually building and you're continually growing in, you know? Which is really, it's really weird to say, but you're continually growing, you know? Not just, like, equipment or, you know, oh, quality or whatever, but it's, you're seeing what's going on in the world with it. You know, you're seeing, you know, how are these producers doing this, or how is this director directing this way, and you're constantly saying, how can I apply that even into what I do now? And that's, it's encouraging for anyone to say, I may not be in what I'm in now, what I'm supposed to be doing, or what I want to be doing, or what my passion is, but it's something that you can grow in, that you can say, I can find my passion, I can work towards it in the end, which is really encouraging on my end, because you know where I'm at in my life, so. So, I think I was finished, but I don't know. Yeah, I was just taking a sip of my water, sorry guys. It's crazy to look back at the last X amount of years that you've been talking and thinking about doing it and see where you were to where you are now. And it's highly encouraging, even in your relationship within your marriage about this position, you know, about what you guys do. It's encouraging to see the transition there, to know that there's confidence in what you do, not just in other people on the outside, but within that she's confident in what you do. Like, I thought, if you guys haven't listened to one of the earlier podcasts, Audra's on the phone talking with them. And I mean, having known them this whole time through this whole transition, that's a big deal too. So that was a really unique and appreciative point for me specifically.
But, okay, I can see where it's appreciative for me. And I've also, at the same time, honestly, like, seen it, so I kind of expected that answer out of her. But you did kind of perk up at that, so I'm interested to hear why you think that.
Because if you know Audra, she's not very, well, one, open about feelings, but two, she, within your guys' personality type, she's the planner and the guider and those kinds of things. And you, like, again, like we mentioned earlier, you fly by the seat of your pants, but you've grown a lot in that as well, to where you've built structure, you've learned how to plan things out to an extent, you've learned how to flow within structure, and the confidence she has in you in doing that versus everyone might just be thinking, oh, he's just doing whatever, it's life, he's flowing with life, you know, it's past that now. There's, I don't know, maturity, professionalism, I don't know how you would phrase that, really. So there has been a growth in those things. So, and it also encourages me in my endeavors that, you know, someone, even though we may not be confident, you know, me and my wife in certain things, eventually, as long as I keep doing the right thing and doing them well and growing in them, there will be that confidence there. Because they're very similar in personality type, as much as they don't want to admit it. Because they're water women.
Yeah.
Right? Flabbergasted.
Well, a little bit. Might be the beer.
Oh, it's definitely not the beer. I have plenty to say about the beer. Delicious.
For any interested, we're drinking currently Cigar City out of Tampa, by the way. They're highlight aged on White Oak India Pale Ale.
Limited release, right?
It is, yeah. So they only made so many of these.
And it is absolutely delicious. If you've ever had highlight before, it's this really unique, full-bodied IPA that you just, nothing else really compares to it. And this is almost a slightly lighter, like, you can taste the smokiness in it, and it could just be the cigar that I smoked, but I feel like you can taste the smokiness in it from the oak barrel, but at the same time, it's lighter. It's almost more citrusy because of that, and this is really nice.
No, but you saying that I can taste it. Yeah, this was canned back in October last year. That's
a really long time compared to...
That's almost a year. It's almost September.
Wow, that place has a lot of stuff from last year that we went to.
It really does.
It's got...
Any beer snobs? There was 10-50 sitting in
10-50.
There. 10-50? If you know anything about Oscar Blues 10-50, it only releases in, like, the winter, like January, pretty much, like first of the year. They have some sitting on the shelf. Like, tons sitting on the shelves.
Like, an entire, like, case... Not case like beer case, but like a case of cases of beer case on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't know. There were at least, like, 8 4-packs or something like that. It was pretty crazy.
No, there's more than that. There was quite a few.
Yeah, something like that.
It was pretty astonishing because we, I mean, you go anywhere, like, any of the places generally, and you can't even find 1 4-pack. So, it's crazy.